musical masterpiece. Hear what I'm dealing with, and that's cool at least. What's running through my mind comes through in my walk. Two feelings are shown from the way that I talk. And this is me, y'all.
I explode on sight, I like Jimmy Walker. in it. Lips come get in my car.
Track me. away from here to there. If you're an LG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The best thing I got to money, $100 bills, joy. From where I'm from, and you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. Looking at yours in a six-fold. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip off your cup and throw your hands up. And let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track and go to. Once upon a time in 94, my
kids are getting high just listening to music. Listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even Viagra. Some websites are offering so-called i-doses of digital drugs, music tracks, and applications that promise to deliver the experience of taking marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, put you in a drug-like trance.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Planet Publishing Company.
Beats. All of this is based on something called binaural beats. Brain waves. What exactly are these and how do they work?
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves. stereo headphones, the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies. Another that sounds like it's coming from the head. So, for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 hertz and the left ear hears a tone at 410 hertz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brain waves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain wave activity at 10 hertz.
All this is based on something called binaural beats, which alter brain waves. What exactly are these and how do they work?
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves, and normally the difference in sound between each ear helps people get directional information about the source of the sound. But when you listen to these sounds with stereo headphones, the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies is another beat that sounds like it's coming from the inside of the head. So, for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 hertz and the left ear hears a tone at 410 hertz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brain waves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain wave activity at 10 hertz.
Listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even Viagra.
We did a small controlled study with four people, and we did see brainwave activity shifting to match the binaural beat that people were listening to.
So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
First of all, you have to listen to it with stereo, and second, it really does create those altered states.
Enter into some other kind of spooky altered state. So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
First of all, you have to listen.
I don't have a TV now, but that's okay. The shows in my mind are almost always better.
Listening to music.
Sometimes it's luck that saves them. Sometimes it's me. Was talking out loud again.
That their kids are getting high just listening to music.
We teach the kids how to build it for themselves like Duplo, Lego, McConnell, Star Trek.
We'll be right back. Furious. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio.